This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, I-25 southbound between County Road 110, that's Pace Road, and Exit 110, all the way down to Exit 100B is reopened. The stop-and-go traffic, however, does exist from the Pinion Rest Area on I-25 southbound. It's been reopened north of Pueblo after that train derailment. Both northbound and southbound affected. The southbound lanes were closed. Northbound lanes remain closed as crews continue to work on the wreckage. Southbound will operate at a slower speed into Pueblo, reported by CDOT. They say motorists should expect rough driving surfaces as well as the damaged roadway will be milled there. It'll also be slightly reduced speed limits temporarily through that stretch of I-25 to ensure the safety of the drivers. Again, that southbound side has been reopened all the way into Pueblo. We'll take a look at that area and have much more coming up in just a few minutes on KRDO's Traffic and Weather Together. There's still no elected Speaker of the House. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan failed to get the 217 votes necessary to win the top job in the chamber during a second vote today. The House remains leaderless as Congress must act to fund the government before mid-November, as wars are raging in the Middle East as well as Ukraine. And speaking of the Middle East, the Israeli-Hamas war is now in its 12th day of fighting. So far, more than 4,800 people have been killed a total in Gaza and Israel. Protests have broken out across the Middle East after the deadly explosion at a Gaza hospital that killed hundreds Tuesday. President Biden is or was in Israel earlier today, and we'll have the latest coming up with ABC News in just a moment. U.S. Capitol Police, as we speak, are requesting assistance. They did earlier this afternoon from neighboring police departments to help remove a growing number of protesters that appear to have taken over the Cannon Rotunda there. And we'll have much more on those events coming up here in just a moment with ABC News. Colorado students have until tomorrow to turn in applications for state colleges and universities without paying a fee. KRDO News Radio's Heather Skold has those details.
The state's free application days kicked off yesterday. The three-day event allows students to apply to all 32 state colleges, universities, and even some private institutions for free. The program is open to entering freshmen, returning students, transfer students, and graduates hoping to earn a second bachelor's degree. Heather Skold, KRDO News Radio.
Almost 200 decomposed bodies were removed from a Colorado funeral home. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office originally thought 115 set of remains were improperly stored in the Return to Nature funeral home in Penrose, but now say at least 189 were removed. The funeral home offers green burials in which the body isn't cremated or embalmed. Colorado law says the green burials are legal, but remains not buried within 24 hours must be properly refrigerated. The El Paso County Board of Commissioners, the county commissioners, urging voters to reject an initiative designed to lower property tax bills. A post from the county social media account yesterday called for Proposition HH a game changer for property tax and Tabor refunds. And finally, voters in El Paso County will find a new addition to their ballot packet when it arrives in their mailbox this week. The county has included an I voted sticker with the instructions inserted, including all those mail-in ballots. A spokesperson for the clerk and recorder's office says the stickers are an important part of the voting process and those who want to show that they've done their civic duty.
Calm conditions overnight tonight. Temperatures in the middle 40s in Colorado Springs will be above freezing for most locations. Highs will be back in the upper 70s on Thursday under mostly sunny skies. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.